underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about dinosaurs' deception. I used to wonder about dinosaurs, because on one hand, you have the proof of their existence, their bones, and on the other hand, you have a theory that does not make sense at all. So I pray to God for clarification, and boy, did he answer. He led me into reading an apocrypha called Belle and the Dragon. And no, it's not Beauty and the Beast. This book transcribes the time when Daniel the prophet proved that the Babylonian idol called Baal could neither eat nor drink. Then afterwards, Daniel proceeded onto killing a dragon to prove that the dragon wasn't a god, as mentioned in Baal and the Dragon, chapter 1, verses 23 to 27. And we are going to read out of the King James Version with Apocryphal American Edition. And in that same place there was a great dragon, which they of Babylon worshipped. And the king said unto Daniel, Wilt thou also say that this is of brass? Lo, he liveth, he eateth, and drinketh. Thou canst not say that he is no living God. Therefore worship him. Then said Daniel unto the king, I will worship the Lord my God, for he is the living God. But give me leave, O king, and I shall slay this dragon without sword or staff. The king said, I give thee leave. Then Daniel took pitch and fat and hair and did seethe them together and made lumps thereof. This he put in the dragon's mouth, and so the dragon burst in sunder. And Daniel said, Lo, these are the gods ye worship. Reading this apocrypha led me to wonder about the millions of years creatures theory out there. Because what if the bones that had been dug out by the archaeologists were only a few thousands of years old, or maybe younger, instead of being millions of years old? And what if those bones were evidence of what happened in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4? There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterwards when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. I found out that a lot of the giant human skeletons were dug out all over the world, and pictures of them can be found today. As a side note, those archaeological discoveries were never publicized. The pictures were leaked. Anyways, along with the giant human skeletons, there were also discoveries of giant creatures' skeletons, which led to the so-called dinosaurs theory. So, by putting one and one together, I came to the conclusion that they made up the prehistoric story to cover up the existence of such creatures, and that they changed their names to dinosaurs. Because in truth, the creatures that they named dinosaurs are actually dragons. I mean, think about it. A true scientific approach on dinosaurs will reveal that they don't even make sense. The entire reconstruction of a dinosaur is not realistic at all. It's a deception, and you can even see it for yourself. Take the so-called Tyrannosaurus rex, for example. If you pay close attention to it, you will notice that for such a creature to be balanced and to be able to move freely and at ease, it will require it to have wings. In other words, it will make more sense if those tiny front limbs were expanding upward as wings instead of limbs. But then again, it would become a dragon, wouldn't it? Anyways, these giant bones, along with many other archaeological discoveries, are evidence that the Bible is the only true human history book there is for us to read. All that dinosaur and evolution nonsense out there is a deception put in place to lead us astray. So be very careful. Always remember to ask God for clarification, because he will. As long as you are open to the truth, he will show it to you. and you will see that the truth is really not that hard to find. It is actually right in front of you. The only thing hard about the truth is us accepting it. Amen.
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church, and I am out.